Time is something that we don't really understand. And unfortunately, it's not something that we value because we tend to waste so much time. And time for us is both a blessing and a curse. The blessing is the fact that we're able to enjoy some time on this earth is because God has given us that gift. It means that we are created, we have being, we have life, we have a moment in time to enjoy God's gracious gift of life, the precious gift of life. And time is also a curse because before sin, before the fall, there was no time. It was a moment of grace, eternity, to be with God forever. Sin caused time to enter into what was supposed to be timeless for us. And now we have a time to be born, but also a time to die. That time is a consequence of sin. And because sin entered into this world, our time began to tick. And ultimately, there is a time for our end. It ends. St. Augustine speaks to us of two different times to help us to understand this. He says, there is the time before John the Baptist. And that is a time of the prophets. It is a time of promise that God says that one moment in time, I will send you a Messiah. I will send you a Savior, a Christ, the Anointed One. And he will enter into time and your human condition so that experiencing the consequence of sin, he will end time and bring the timelessness back into our hearts so that we can remain with God forever. And then he says the time after John the Baptist is a time of fulfillment, where God is fulfilling his promise to us, where he sends his son. His son is born in time of a woman, a virgin, and she gives birth to our king, and he enters into our human condition, and now he is subject to time. A time to be born and a time to die. That he enters into our time, into the consequence of our sin, and he suffers our time, our human condition, with the desire of ending time for us for all eternity. It's no longer a time to be born and a time to die, but in the waters of baptism, it's now a time to be reborn and recreated so that the timelessness of God can be poured back into our hearts. A time that never ends, a time that exists forever. Jesus entered into time so that timelessness can be poured back into our hearts. A time of fulfillment, fulfilling the promise of sending us a Savior, a King, a Prophet, one who is going to show us the way, the truth, and the life so that we can end this moment in time and enter into the time for all eternity. The Baptist comes to remind us that the time of the prophets, the time of promising, has ended. And now we enter into the time of fulfillment. God sent his son. He fulfilled his promise. And now it's the time of fulfillment, that we too have to prepare our hearts. We have to prepare the way. We have to allow God to empty us of wanting to suffer this time. God has to empty us of a desire of wanting to be in time that's going to end. It's fading, it's fleeting. What God wants us to do is to prepare our hearts to desire the timelessness once again. A time of fulfillment, allowing God to fulfill his promise inside of us. That he's going to send a Savior. He's fulfilled that in us. And this is his promise. I'll come to heal the brokenhearted. I come to liberate those who are oppressed. I come to allow the blind to see, the lame to walk, the mute to speak, the deaf to hear. This is a time of fulfillment. We have entered into the time that God has fulfilled his promise. And now he comes to fulfill his promise in you. This world is subject to time. God is eternal. He's forever. Let us allow God once again to empty ourselves of desiring to stay in a place that's going to end. Rather, let us desire to go to heaven, to be in a place that's not subject to time, but is subject to grace and eternity.